Exclusive Trump's ICE chief, Joe Biden deporting one illegal alien for every 100 illegal aliens crossing border. By John Binder on May 12, 2022. Former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, Director Thomas Holman says President Joe Biden is deporting just one illegal alien for every roughly 100 illegal aliens arriving at the United States-Mexico border. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Holman said that while roughly 2.5 million illegal aliens have been encountered at the southern border since Biden took office, the ICE agency deported just 26,000 illegal aliens. The figure indicates that Biden is deporting one illegal alien for every 100 illegal aliens arriving at the border, the fewest annual deportations in ICE's history. Listen. Breitbart-Middle.Tom Holman, May 12, 2022. The most historic illegal alien crossings we've ever seen in the history of this nation. In that same year, ICE had the lowest number of removals in the history of the agency, Holman said. And it was at 59,000 removals. If you take away the 3.5 months of Trump, they actually did 26,000 removals. Understand this, 2.5 million crossings, 26,000 removals, he continued. Holman, who served under former President Trump, detailed how Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders work in practice. The orders, which a Trump-appointed judge blocked in March, prevent ICE agents from arresting and deporting most of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. If you're a gang member, if you get booked into Rikers Island in New York, if you don't have a conviction, even though you're a gang member and you got arrested for raping a 12-year-old girl and you're in the country illegally and you got a final order for removal, ICE can't touch you because there's not a conviction, Holman said. We've got 700,000 fugitives right now that were ordered removed by an immigration judge that refused to leave. And, ICE can even look for them, Holman continued. These guys are hamstrung. Holman explained how the orders work, where ICE agents now have to get pre-approval from their superiors before they can even begin to arrest an illegal alien, even those convicted of the most egregious crimes. Even if an arrest is approved, Holman said, the agency's likelihood of releasing the illegal alien is particularly high because the administration is attempting to keep as few detainees in custody as possible. If I'm an ICE officer right now and I see a guy, I'm at a gas station, if I see a guy pumping gas and I've deported him 3 times, I can't walk up to him and arrest him, I can't touch him, Holman said. He's got to have a serious criminal conviction or be a national security threat, and that's where we're at. Holman said that despite claims from Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that ICE has increased deportations of illegal alien convicts, Holman said this is another lie from the agency. They removed less criminals than we did, and all they did was concentrate on criminals. All they did was talk about criminals, and they removed half of what we did when we were looking at all the different priorities, Holman said. There are 10,000 empty ICE beds already paid for by the taxpayer that they won't fill. ICE was ordered last year, in 1 year under Biden. They were ordered to release 14,000 criminals from detention. 14,000, he continued. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.